Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Occupy Underground Radio, episode 24.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah, that is what's up, isn't it?
Hi.
I think so.
Yeah. We're almost there. You know, we've almost made it to a quarter of 100 episodes. Yeah, that music just fit that announcement too. Next week we're going to be our 25th episode, and I think that's an accomplishment because I really thought that they were going to take our show away a long time ago.
Right? They probably should still.
No, they really shouldn't.
I don't think the people that are in charge of that actually listen to our show.
I don't think so either.
How's everybody doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm very good. I'm
excellent.
I just got back from rehearsal.
Yeah.
Excellent.
How did rehearsal go? Miss Mary Stockton, famous lead singer, bandwidth, no name.
Got some badass freaking blunt song that's going to be so catchy. I can't spoil it, but it's a fucking fun song we just moved to tonight.
You already spoiled it. You told us that it's a catchy song, and there's it's about
like
a blunt.
It's about blunt.
It's about blunts. Getting blunted. Getting blunted right now. All right. So first and foremost, let's pimp something out. This weekend at Vinny's Barbershop, don't forget, we've got the Cleft Jaws release party for Lindsay Thomas's book, Blind Date at the Glass Eye Disco, and there's going to be food and music and poetry reading and fun abound. I think there's going to be a hand job booth.
Did you say there's a hand job booth for kids?
Hand job booth for kids. We're gonna grill up some food. We're gonna have some vegetarian vegan options as well down at 7th Mountain in downtown Albuquerque from noon till we finish, probably around 5. We're gonna do music. I think we got we've got Noah Martinez and we've got Colleen from Good Green and Res Quartet, and she's gonna be jamming with Swartzen from G.R. Swartzen Band and the band with no name. And then we've got Chemo, awesome Chemo Licious, and we got BNN too, band with no name playing and food. And we've got readers. We've got Sada Roman's going to read, and of course Lindsay's going to read because it's her book. We're going to have an open mic time as well. It's just going to be fun. Come on down.
Go up there and just spit like some random poetry. What if I'm feeling moved?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Grace was asking me if the open mic was just for poetry or she could get funky. I told her, if the open mic is for whatever you want it to be, so come on down and get up on the microphone and entertain us. You know, show us what you got. So, what do you got going on out there in Michigan this week, Corey? What's up?
Right now in Flint, there's Back to the Bricks, and it's a week-long event where where Flint honors some of its greatest cars that have ever graced pretty much the entire world. I mean, Flint was based off of their economy used to be based off just amazing cars. So
building
you're always
going
to see old Model Ts. You're going to see the nice Ford, some of the good Chevys, like some really old just beautiful classic cars, and it's a real good time. People come from all over the world just to see some of these cars. They bring their cars here, so it's a really good tourist attraction. It's kind of nice to see a lot of people coming to a small town like Flint. A lot of people don't know, because a lot of people have heard about it, it's one of the crime capitals of the world, but we are only probably now we're only 200,000 strong, so
yeah.
But It's really nice to just see people coming out for a good cause, you know what I mean? Still getting out there. Downtown is actually quite nice. Nowhere near as nice as Albuquerque, but they're doing a lot to restore it, and events like these definitely help bring it out. And let's see, we just got done with Dirt Fest last week, and that was fun. A bunch of heavy metal bands. Occupy Underground Michigan was there taking pictures. So other than that, not too much. Getting ready to release my first video, hopefully within about 2 to 3 weeks. Just working on getting it mastered right now.
Sick. That'll be cool. That'll be really cool.
I think so. I'm excited
for
my first one. Yeah. Just
you should be, man. That's an achievement.
Yeah, it's your first. You never forget your first.
Precisely.
Precisely.
Well, I think we should. Wait. Go ahead, Mary. Sorry.
I didn't have anything to say. I was just like, yeah, you never do forget your first, that's for sure. There it is.
Mary, you didn't sound too happy about it.
What are you talking about?
First experience.
Are you talking about music videos?
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
about
you gotta read it your first. Yeah, or even, like, I mean, just doing something in a medium, like, artistic-wise, and it's something that, you know, you're dabbling in, and, like, you'd have your finished product, you know, and you, yeah, that's awesome. And you learn
a lot
from it, too.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
But with a week and a half ago or so, I got up and read a poem to a group of people for the first time, and that was, like, my first time doing that in front of people, and it felt really like I achieved something, you know?
Yeah, you feel all nervous first, and then afterwards you just got, like, you just feel elevated. You feel
right.
It's a completely different high, you know what I mean? I don't think you can get that from too many. Like, I've never felt that with a drug, you know what I mean?
Right. No, it's totally different.
Yeah, it feels like it's a natural high, you know what I mean? There's nothing better than just a natural high.
Except for, like, a marijuana-induced high. Those are pretty nice, too.
I mean, yeah, of course.
Yeah,
but
being high on
life,
endorphins, natural endorphins.
But yeah, you know, it's good to get high in a multitude of ways, and most of the good ones come from things that you do that aren't things you ingest. They're actions you take, decisions you make.
I'm wondering how my first high is going to be after my first fight. I'm getting ready to start on Monday fight training, so I'm kind of nervous about that. I don't know if I could hurt somebody, but I'd like to see if I could.
That's a great attitude to take in there with you.
Right?
Let's see if I can hurt somebody.
I don't know. I might be like the cage locks. I'm like, no, I was pretending. Just kidding.
Pretending, yeah, just kidding. Not the face.
Right? Time out. Start over.
Yeah, I know.
All right, we've got a lot to talk about tonight with our whole Facebook topic. I think we've got a multitude of areas to touch on, and I think we're going to bring some other people into the conversation, too, throughout the show. I know Keith Breckenridge is going to be joining us, and he can share his thoughts as well. Let's start off with a little music, though. I want to play this guy. His name's Sam Pace, and he's out of Austin, Texas. And then I'm going to play some other stuff, too. Okay, and we'll be back in a little bit.
Have no fury like a woman's scorn. got an old coat for a pillow, and the earth was last night's bed. I don't know where I'm going, only God knows where I've been. I'm a devil on the run, a sick gun lover, a gamble in the wind. Yeah!
better get on it. Gotta stand tall, gotta earn what I wanted. I come from a place where the fake is preferred. They take what you are away from you. From birth to earth, there's a picture on the TV. Ground beneath is paved with concrete. I search and I found all the show. It was a tough decision. Removed my heart, held it to my ear to listen. Rhymes to the beat, search for what's missing. Picked up my scalpel, made a cut deep, seeping into my own skin. I can't begin to let love in. Standing on the mountain, shouting at God as if that shit mattered when your hope scattered. I searched and I found all the doors.
Let us know. Let's chat.
That's right. Call in and let us know. That was Bat Wings for Lab Rats out of here in Albuquerque. We haven't played those guys in a while. So we've got a caller. Let's bring him in. It's 219 area code. Let's see who this is. New caller.
Hi, everyone.
Who's this?
Who do you think it is?
Who's this?
219, man.
219?
It's Quinn.
Fucking A.
What
are you doing?
I'm hanging out. You said to call in, so I'm calling in.
Nice. So how's
it going? What are we talking about? Huh?
We're going to talk about Facebook.
What about Facebook? What do you want to know about Facebook?
Well, what do you use it for? what is a Facebook friend? What constitutes a Facebook friend?
Do you share things with them? Literally. Like,
what?
The physical level.
I think there are different levels of friendships. I mean, you've got the people that you kind of collect, and then you've got the people that you interact with quite often. So, I mean, I classify them two different ways. That's what I do.
Right, yeah. How many people in your friend list would you say are people that you've never met face-to-face?
Oh, golly. At least probably like 700 of them.
Yeah?
Easily.
All right, how many friends do you have?
It depends on which list or which number I'm looking at. It says here 913.
Okay.
A lot of them are readers, people who read me in the post, sources of mine, you know, people I met through Jezebel. You know, it's a wide variety of people. So.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I can hear you, but it sounds like there's kind of a lag.
Yeah, my phone just said something weird and just told me that that I'm now on two different phone calls, and one of them is just to the number one. So in honor of Sesame Street, I'm going to shout out to the number one, who I'm apparently calling right now.
One's
rocking it. Fuck yeah.
Right.
Fuck yeah, one. So, okay, but now, you work in news, you work in journalism, so, I mean, you've got a lot, you have to imagine that you probably have more business contacts through Facebook than say, the average person, but then again, you are an average person, what the hell, so,
right.
Like, I have a lot of people in my friends list are, you know, networking people, and a lot of them are people I've met, and we've had, like, a face-to-face conversation, but that wouldn't make them friends, it's just, you know
right,
what I mean.
Exactly. There's an element of that, too. I just friended someone the other night because we were sitting at the bar and, hey, how's it going? You're funny. You know, I could tolerate you being a Facebook friend.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think it's become way more common to meet people, you know, and be like, hey, let's connect on Facebook, than to go through the whole process as it used to. Should we ask for each other's numbers and make things awkward? I mean, Facebook is universal. There's nothing awkward about it. You just ask,
exactly.
Hey, are you on Facebook? Let's connect, you know, get you over that hump.
Exactly, and then you can judge for yourself if you think I'm an idiot on Facebook. You know, that's great. If you like what I'm throwing down, hey, that's cool too, you know.
Right,
that's my
for sure. And
I
think I use Facebook sometimes to remind people that I'm crazy.
Okay.
Thank you, Ben.
Yeah. Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
People need
sure.
a reminding.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, we've got another call. Let's bring this
cool.
one in. Another 505. Unmuted.
Hello.
New caller. Who's this?
This is D. Keith Breckenridge. How you doing, Ben?
Keith Breckenridge, how you doing tonight?
Good, my man. How you doing, brother?
Not bad. You're on the line with Mary Stockton, who you're familiar with, I'm pretty sure, Corey James Taylor out there in Michigan, and Dr. Quinn, Michelle Quinn from you're in Illinois, right?
No, I'm in Indiana, Northwest Indiana.
Indiana.
Yep.
It's one of those damn I states.
Right. I'm about 30 minutes outside of Chicago.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Nice. Just out of the gunfire.
Right.
I would say, 30 miles just out of the gunfire there, but then I'm like 10 minutes from downtown Gary.
Gotcha. Okay, so you're just right in the red zone,
yeah.
right in the hub.
There you go.
It's in the valley. The valley of fun.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm smoking marijuana. I'm smoking weed. I'm just going to put that out there. We didn't do our little Corey. Come on, you're always the guy that gives us the puts your kids to bed.
Oh, hello, children.
Do you want to throw that out there before I start smoking my weed,
children? If you're under the age of 18, please get your adult designated adult preferably a parent or a guardian, not your 18-year-old sister or brother that's getting you high and letting you listen to this. But you should go get an adult, because this is intended for a mature audience only. Thank you. Go to bed. Corey said, get your
fucking
ass. That's
just her opinion. My opinion is that you stick a towel under the crack in your door, and you put your headphones on, and you roll up a joint. And but pull your sheets up over your head and sit there and listen to our show. That's my vote. Kids, you're already here.
Well, as a parent, I'm going to have to say,
go ahead. Yeah, I at least want that frontal lobe developed.
A little bit. So how you doing tonight, Keith? What do you got? What are you working on these days?
Oh, man. Always got some irons in the fire, man. I'm auditioning tomorrow for a feature film. Doing a Vegas in Labor Day. I'm doing the Las Vegas Hilton on Friday and Saturday.
Oh, wow.
Doing a guest set with Anthony Padilla, Comedy After Dark. It's one of the number one shows in Vegas right now. So I was really, really honored to get on and do a couple guest sets over there for Labor Day. And
that's
a couple
awesome.
Of casinos on the way back.
That.
So, yeah.
It's fucking cool. Comedy After Dark is a great show. How'd you get invited to that?
He saw me on the after party with Stephen Michael Quesada, and we just got to talking. To be honest with you, it was Facebook. Facebook was what connected me with this gig here. So it's really kind of like helped me make a real, network to, Vegas. So I'm starting to get a lot more work out in Vegas versus, here in Albuquerque. I don't really get, I do a lot of local shows and I do some benefit stuff, and I still get work out here, but it's just a really completely different scene in Vegas because it's, the entertainment capital of the world.
Yeah, Vegas is huge, and there's tons of shows going on all the time. I mean, out here you've got a limited audience. You've just got Albuquerque, which is an awesome city, but it's not that big.
Oh, no, I absolutely love Albuquerque. Everything about it. It's just if they had more jobs, that's the only thing that would, make this city all, just almost perfect. But as far as comedy goes, there's not even a comedy club here. We have to put on shows and, bars and theaters. And then they started putting them in just obscure places just to make it pretty odd. Like there was a one in a train car fell a little while back, crazy stuff. But there is somewhat of a niche here, and there's some really good talent. It's just we're trying to just get outside and, try and grow and just, grow the art and try and create somewhat of a scene here.
Exactly, yeah. Get a more common venue, Even Denver's got the Comedy Works, which was a nice little club. You kind of go downstairs. Have you been up there?
Yeah. I've been up to the Comedy Works. Shout out to my man Kevin O'Brien, Bob Crane, the Sam Talent. A lot of those guys up there, they're really doing it big, man. Denver's a really big comedy hub right now. Another one that's really growing up, and I really didn't expect it, but it's constantly El Paso, of all places. El Paso is really starting to be a hub for comedy. There's a lot of really big names going through there.
And
Fluffy came out of there.
And meth.
So.
Big hub for comedy and meth. No, that's great. Yeah, actually, I wouldn't have thought that about El Paso. That's good to hear.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. It's the armpit of El Paso, the armpit of Texas, basically, but they've got a couple comedy clubs, and they're really doing it good. I mean, they've got a couple really good comics down there. There's a few. Gabe Sab, Gibran. I opened up for him one time and I messed up his name because he's a comedian and a magician. But he said commagician. I was like, that just sounds like communist, man. It just doesn't sound right. So I called his comedian.
No, that sounds great, actually. Yeah. I think it's Jim Tanner Teller.
Right, no doubt.
Yeah. I mean, you can expand on that. I can see how that could, comedy and magic. Well, we had that. What was the guy that did the Tony that ran the magic shop out in Old Town? Do you remember him? Do you know that guy?
Yeah. Oh, vaguely.
He had some really cool shit in there. Stuff by the the puppet maker, one of the puppet makers for like Return of the Jedi, the guy that that made that little dude with the big ears. He had some cool stuff in there, and then these really old magic tricks that were like handmade. I mean, you $1,200, you get the entire set and then the instructions on how to do the trick, and they're all very elaborate wooden hand carved wooden boxes. I mean, there was a lot of ridiculously overpriced stuff in there, but it was always just I thought the magic shop was cool.
Yeah. magic is totally cool.
Him. Yeah, he was next door to my mother-in-law's shop in Old Town, and I bought a tarot deck from him. Yeah, he's not there anymore. I think he's doing a show with teaching, though.
He was teaching people to be street performers. There was one of my first weed hookups out here was a clown that guy introduced me to. Totally not even guilty.
Actually, gives you your sack, but he like. Person gets into a balloon animal.
Freaking ties it up his sleeve and then, like, fucking shocks you when you go to grab it. Motherfucker.
Right. He hands you, a balloon puppy and the weeds inside it, you know.
Very nice.
But
I think
too. Oh, yes, definitely. It's like the little balloon dog's taking a dump in his weed. I don't know why I threw that out there.
Because you're just going there.
I think Facebook is great for the networking aspect, kind of in the way that you were talking about meeting this guy and connecting with your show in Vegas. It's like I meet people all the time. Like we'll find bands on Reverb Nation and play them, and then like we'll like them on Facebook, send them a message, hey, we played you guys on our radio show, and usually they respond back, and then that opens up the line of communication to be like, hey, do you want to be a guest? Almost. Most of them say, yeah, totally, I think Facebook has been massive for me, and I'm totally addicted. I'm going to put that out there. I check my messages, and all of it goes to my little smartphone because they're linked together. So no matter where I'm at, I'll get the little thing letting me know, oh, somebody likes this. You're getting close.
Yep, endorphin pathways. Or electrifying, instantaneous, happy feelings. Yeah, it's
right.
Really,
there's been studies done that it raises endorphins. When you get poked by somebody that you're attracted to.
Oh yeah, and then it definitely knows who you're attracted to, because then they always post their shit in your newsfeed. It's weird how it works. It reads your mind because it goes whatever you do on Facebook, it remembers that shit, and it'll freaking put that in your newsfeed before anything else. And even shit that's connected to your Google. If you're Googling something, you're looking for something, and you look over in the corner and now you have advertisements for it on Facebook too, because it's all connected.
Right. Oh, and that brings up another point. Isn't it? It's Big Brother Facebook. So, and then
and they made it
Walmart.
So pleasurable and such a tool that we're just freaking little. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of good stuff with it. And with anything, you have to find balance. And, it's fairly new. Eventually there will be, a good balance with it. But it's interesting, especially, kids. You think about what middle school was like, and then all of a sudden everything's being blasted on Facebook. I mean, thank God. Facebook wasn't around when I was doing a lot of stupid shit. I still do stupid shit.
Oh,
All those
I say
pictures
that all
and
the
videos
time.
And people freaking posting that, and oh my gosh, I couldn't imagine.
I think, I try to leave my drama off Facebook,
Please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well,
post about how depressed I am.
But you have the little kids that really don't know, and they're on Facebook and they're doing that.
Oh,
It's a form of bullying, too, that they do. I don't know. Like I said, there will be a balance eventually. So, yeah, I have to admit, I am. Hi, my name is Mary, and I'm a Facebookaholic.
Hi, Mary.
Yes.
Last time I checked my Facebook updates and newsfeed was about 15 minutes ago. And for some reason,
I'm doing
it right
now.
I just kind of want to look at my phone and, freaking make an update and see, who's liking what.
And then as soon as we go to music, Mary will go to Facebook too, because I see a little green dot by her name. Because I'm on Facebook right now, you know.
He's like, Bon Jovi. I was like, oh, yeah, I told you to play that shit. Did you unmute me so I could sing it? I was singing along. Like,
no.
Oh, you didn't unmute me?
No, I didn't. I didn't know. I didn't think about that.
Oh, I was
next time.
Down.
Next time, yeah,
I was
you play some really gay
all
song.
All right, next time.
Next time, yeah, for sure. God damn, I drank all my chocolate milk.
Oh, man, alive. I went to Kmart to get milk. They didn't have milk. They were sold out of milk. So I just got soy milk, and I wanted to get composition books, but they were sold out. It was like the weirdest Kmart experience I've had in a long time. It was pretty much dead. There was only three people in there, and I was one, and it was like 8:30 at night. You think that it would be way busier.
Nobody at Kmart for that.
Somebody needs
no,
to like
yeah.
Kmart on. Everybody's liking Walmart on their Facebook. On
okay,
their Facebook.
Now,
I always see that. All these friends are like in Walmart. What the fuck, dude? Like
no,
Kmart.
Dude, okay, let me talk to you about that because Walmart is, it's scamboogery, it's thievery, it's trickery. If you notice,
ooh,
like almost all the time, it's a bunch of malarkey. On the, it'll say
oh
something
God.
Like, do you like Big Bang Theory? And then if you click like, it's a like for Walmart because they sell it there.
Oh,
it's like
right.
They can put anything that they sell in their store up there. Hey, do you like this? And you're like, yeah, I like that. You click on it. We just like Walmart because they sell it there.
Yeah, well, that's why I don't like any of that shit. I don't like commercials on my Facebook feed, so I don't go and like Brisk Iced Tea and
well,
shit.
Why does Walmart want you to like them so bad?
I don't know.
They keep the beef turning.
Yeah.
So they can offer you sweet-ass deal.
Right, right. Like,
it's
I need a fucking grill, so.
But maybe it adds to, like, the consciousness of their Facebook page. There's, like, this internal battle between the different Facebook pages, you know, based off of how many likes and views they have. It adds to their strength and their overall consciousness. It's just the beginning of formations of AI. We're watching it in front of us. Hell, Skynet. My little laptop is staring at me right now. There's a little camera, and it's like it's pointed right at me because it's on the top of the monitor.
Put your foil helmet on, Daniel. You're all right.
I've got aluminum foil on my head right now. You guys don't even know.
You really should.
I
read your thoughts because you're posting online.
I watched the Zeitgeist trilogy. That shit scared the shit out of me. Oh my God! Do not watch that if
which
you
one?
Have a weak heart. The Zeitgeist trilogy, there's three of them.
Oh, Zeitgeist,
that's a trilogy.
Oh, yeah, there's a trilogy now, and it scares me. But, like, Walmart is, like, it's richer, like, of all the countries, Walmart's, like, top 20. You know what I mean? Like, if you were to put all the countries in the world together, Walmart would, if it could be its own country, it's like 20th in the nation.
Oh,
you know
yeah,
what I mean?
That's
it,
how they base
it,
how well America's doing economy-wise is how well Walmart's doing.
Yeah,
exactly.
And then they can, you know, they can only pay their employees minimum wage, and they only give them like 24 hours now since they changed new laws.
They
treat
them
like
proposal
shit. Because that way they don't have to pay benefits. Yeah.
And I can
bullshit.
Still never get in fucking line. You have, listen, Walmart, if you're listening, I hope you are. You have 40 fucking lanes, only two of them are open. Fuck you.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Right. Yeah, that's true. That's why I don't go to that fucking place. I went to Kmart, and they were sold out of everything. I took a hit for the man. I'm drinking
really
soy milk right now. The kids are, because we took a hit. We didn't want to go to Walmart. We go for the team, guys. We don't really like soy milk either.
Paid like 25 cents extra for every product, but you feel better inside when you don't go to Walmart.
You really
like,
do.
You know, I'm going to go
to genuine.
Else. Yeah. Like, we have Meijer's out here, which is kind of a pretty big thing. It's a local place, and they bring a lot of local products and stuff, so it's like, lesser of two evils, but I mean, they give their employees 40 hours a week, you know?
Yeah.
When I was in Oregon, we had Fred Meijer's. Is that the same?
Yes. I love Fred. It's the same kind of thing, basically. Fred Meijer's is awesome. That's amazing. And they take really good care of their employees. So does Costco. Costco's another big one who takes care of their employees.
Oh, for sure.
They have really
great.
clean, They had really clean bathrooms. I was a cab driver, and I would commonly have to go into the Fred Meyer Pharmacy to pick up prescriptions to take to the old folks' home, and so I used their bathrooms a lot. And I always noticed how sparkling chrome they always were. Good job, Fred
Meyer. I like
Meyer. Good job.
That's what happens.
Yeah,
when
I do.
Yeah.
I love clean bathrooms. That makes me feel at home.
I'm going to totally stop shopping completely at Walmart everywhere. I'm going to get a calf. I'm just going to rave it on the balcony of my apartment. And just going to put a you know, a garden in the bathtub. Just go solar. Make it happen.
Dude,
make
I'm just happy.
Do they love running on wheels? They'll generate enough electricity for at least a light for 20 minutes.
Finding ways to get
off
the grid. That's my new thing. Like, that's definitely what I'm trying to do.
Well, we could do one
I want my apartment to look like a hobbit hole.
I've seen it. It does.
I could totally see you living in, like, one of those Earth ships.
We were going to have a hoarder.
Well, yeah, I would love to live in an Earth ship. They have a commune in Taos, like a whole Earth ship, like, commune community up there.
Dude, those things
cool
are amazing. They're expensive.
They really are.
But they're completely amazing.
That's my dream. I want to have, like, a freaking commune somewhere on, like, so many acres and have it all off the grid, but still have, like,
you know
access,
what's
like,
sad,
the internet. Huh?
I don't know if you know any of the solar laws, but no matter what, you can't really, like, it's really super hard. You have to be in the, like one of the rare locations to get off the grid, because even if you want to have enough solar power to keep your house 100% efficient, you have to buy these batteries, but to buy these batteries, you have to be plugged in to the actual electrical grid, and it's ridiculous. So you'll be actually giving them your unused electricity.
Yeah, and they pay you for it.
Bastards. Bastards.
Yeah,
right?
They do pay you for it, but...
They pay you for it, but they don't pay you what they would charge you for electricity. That's for damn
sure.
Like,
I know, right?
I'm going to run the radio
like
$1,000.
And where's my $200 a month? What's that?
Right.
No, it's really sad.
Oh.
Tonight is sponsored by Sierra Pell L. Yes, ma'am. Sir.
PBR.
No.
PBR.
There you go.
Chocolate milk and marijuana.
Chocolate milk, but it's gone.
No,
oh,
I'm going to go make more. When we go to music, I'm going to go make another glass. Because that's how I roll, bitches. You don't even know.
Corey, get your son a hamster.
Fuck that.
Fuck
no, those hamsters are evil. Oh, my God.
Dude,
no.
They're so cute. You should see this feller.
I don't know how many times my best friend Joey, he's always had, like, hamsters and gerbils. Like, his finger was getting shredded, like, on a weekly basis. No, thank you.
Yeah, I
do
that. Did a few times. But he actually, she's taming him. Like, tonight he let her hold him, and she didn't even have to, like, really hold him. He was just sitting in her hands. So he wasn't trying to get away, so that's good. He likes her. She puts him in his little wheel, and they go around. They're like little buddies. I've seen the wheels
after
that, like,
tasted her
look like little cars. He just, like, drive around the house running in his little wheel. His ball. You should see him right now. He's, like, a little fat guy, and he's, like, on this little freaking wheel. It's really tiny, but he, like, goes in there. He just runs as fast as he can, and he'll run and run and run, and then he gets off, like, all, whew.
Oh yeah, they
like
just keep on going too. I think it's like that much. It's the they're getting some rigorous physical activity in there. It's releasing different hormones and endorphins in their brain. It's making it feel good because there's no. It's not that they're
it's
just
like
stupid
Facebook.
And they don't realize that they're not going anywhere.
Teach them about
you know, they're doing it because it feels good.
Have they done
know?
Rat tests on Facebook? I'm just curious. Is this type of endorphin?
Yeah.
Stimulus.
There's a video
rats?
You can watch. They've got about there's a big warehouse, and it's set up with card tables, and there's literally about maybe 2,500 rats all sitting at little tiny computers, and they've got little mice, and they're fucking around on Facebook, and they make them stay there and play the games and talk to each other on Facebook and
Candy Crush.
Yeah.
And they have to stay there and talk to and like each other's statuses. Oh, he's looking at me right now. Hey, guy, you want to get on Facebook? I can teach you all about it. Let's go see. I'm getting on my wheel.
Right. You gotta
I think we lost Keith.
I like that.
You
so
like
the hate button.
Awesome?
You hear people talking about this like button, and there should be a hate button where you could just go around posting like, I don't like your status.
Oh, yeah.
No, I think that's very at least a dislike button.
Yes.
I mean, do you want to perpetuate, you know, hating on things?
Well, I mean, we're like, it's interesting. Let's say to find a balance. You don't have to like everything, but you don't have to verbalize it either. Why do we have to verbalize everything that we like? Just like, oh, yeah, that's cool. Maybe I'll share it. Maybe I won't. Maybe I like it. But I like a lot of shit, so I like it. I like thumbs up. I've always liked to get thumbs up.
I like a good high five.
Yeah, I do like
the.
They should. That's a good one. A high five button.
Right? That would be
pound.
Amazing.
Fucking pound
yeah.
on that. Bam.
Yeah.
Bam.
Bam.
Rock, paper, scissors.
High five.
Make it happen, Mark. We know you're listening.
Yeah, Mark Fuckernuts and Jesse Heisenberg, the two creators of Facebook, they're listening. We'll try to get them on the line later, too.
Yeah, we should definitely call those guys.
Yeah, make a friend call him.
He left his, like, socks there last time. I just needed to return them because, like, I thought they were fancy socks that he might miss.
I bet you he does have some fancy socks.
Yes, but he does. Like, really nice, like, you know, them dress socks that just feel so good on your feet.
Mm-hmm.
All stretchy and airy and light.
You think he's an Argyle fan? You think he wears Argyle socks?
Probably not.
I don't think so.
Black. I don't think he probably wears socks. Well, those
I'd
are,
like
the ones he left
so.
Here, anyway.
The slick ones, though.
Yeah, the really, I mean, the ones
all
you
right.
can really get a lot of sliding action on the hardwood floor.
Yeah, really Tom Cruise those fuckers across the kitchen, you know?
Risky business.
All right, let's play a little more music, and then we'll come back, and we'll try to go call people and ask them what they think about Facebook. What do you think?
Play that funky music, white boy.
White boy.
All right, earlier today,
play that
now, motherfucker. I was over at... Mr. Nick Fury's house. Nick Fury from Rips and Raps that you can check out here on Project U Radio on Wednesday nights. He's got a recording studio and people pay him money to go record stuff there. And Essex was over there earlier, and I happen to have this Damn Life CD, and there's a track on here with Damn Life and Essex. So let's play this one. This is Damn Life from here in Albuquerque.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow.
I don't know, man. Girlie's been acting whack these days. You know, I'm fucking tired of it. I'm done. Fuck that. I'm done. Fuck it.
Well, what'd you do, man?
Nothing, dude. Same old. I'm just tired of being treated like shit, man. I mean, you just put up with so much shit. Fuck it. Cool.
Fuck that shit, man. Fuck it, man. Who cares? Like, move on,
yeah,
you know,
hold
like,
on, hold on, I know, man. Hold on, I'm gonna go talk to Ice Cube about this. Hold on,
yeah, 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 tell
him what they'll say. Yo, Ice Cube, man, that was tight, dude. Dope, but I thought we thought you were black, man.
No. Hold on, look, okay, Ice Cube is black. I'm Ice Cube, like, you know, like with the letter I and then SC Cube, you know,
Cube. Not Ice Cube, but
Ice Cube, you know, like me,
right.
Cube.
Yeah.
Yo, check it out. This is my DJ right there. You know what I mean? Cuber from the world famous ineligible scratch cucumbers. You heard me? Killing it. Killing it.
Cuber.
Yeah.
Tell me about your album, man.
Yo, my album just dropped. Only built on Cuban Link.
Cuban
Link.
Oh, you know Cuban do.
Right now.
Cuban Link. Wait, hold on. Wait, hold on.
How we do?
What's up, bro?
Are you guys biting?
One, two. reassembling the habeas and baby it hits. Not the radio, so maybe we can say we were tricked. It's not debatable, we're skating on some stadium shit. So get your 80s out my radius, I'm draining them quick. Keep your front ass and back hit the fuck off my mattress. You'll never get to juggle those, I'm burying the hatchet. The blue collar champion, cause Larry couldn't hack it. I'm scary enigmatic like Mary in the attic. Say it 5 times and the scene's getting ugly. Like seamsters with bubbly, the things they're above me. The steamer was lovely, the drop in the drink. Put my metal fingers up like they were copper and zinc. I'm stopping to think, the doctor when I'm dropping the ink. On top of the street, making suckers talking in sleep. Raise a cup for the brothers that were caught in the Jeep. You know they dressed to be immortal, but the cotton was weak. To a punk and a hater or a douche and a tad rad. Body parts end up hanging loose in a glad bag. Should probably lay up off the natty light, or daddy might not let you use a caddy right tonight. I'm getting mine with the mic and some clout, so I can show the non-believers what this life is about. You've exploited what we made just to make another penny, son. Yo, that comb over still ain't fooling anyone.
Villain that's all dressed up like Superman, living off stupid cans. Former loser who's doing fans. Told him the sky was falling and the stupid and foolish ran. My girl came home one day to a shit packed in the moving van. I gave her that much, scored a touchdown, spiked the punch. These fighters make me blush, clutch the brother and squeeze. Hell yeah, Janine, I wear the Beaver Boy jeans and cross colors jacket. I'm matching my shit clean. How long till a mechanical rapper's battery died? Will it reach the stars or comets and satellites fly? Or will it come back to earth with a capitalist drive? Addiction mean nicotine, giving me a cancerous high. Should I blame big tobacco when I'm the one who took the drag? My life's not that bad, I'm fouling through the yellow flag. Stab a fork in the niggas, I'm so damn quick to finish it. Your mom spreads that gap open for me, let's miss it. Live on a broken avalon, my golden streets don't shine. And the peeps or the antithesis to the term don't die. I don't lie, my bit is delusional with no pills. I take that up with no chill when I cut you all hell. You front too much like horrible thrust and drug dealers. Ironically shoot the hitman sensitive thought killer. I milk this rap shit and push you over the cap. Strike you like Nolan Ryan throwing pitches on the mound, hold you.
Boom bap, dudes back, new batch of crew raps. Few facts like newsflash, chew that like goose fat, ew yak. Known to put some hair on your girl's chest. Hells yes, world's best. Ever accordion according to the fans in the stands clapping that recorded it. Kids spit his hits for you know they can't afford a drip. 24s on the covers bandwagon and they're on it like hood ornaments. Took sort of quick and crook tournaments. Cook for the fit, look fortunate. To swim in huge pools and new jewels and true schools. Fools with screws loose, just confuse the tools don't make you useful. Sling phlegm, bring an end to the herbathon. Word is bond, shit it on rappers like German porn. Versus curses form, verbal form, in a person form. First purchase from the dirt merchant, worth the farm for certain dogs. Fat lady singing keeps the girdle on through curtain call.
Please hunt the front door and walk right in the land of a man who rocket. off of them. Super solo, the low attack. Run and tell that if you'd like to know. Yes, I am on acid. Who could it be? KID. Searching all day in the streets for DMT. Don't sip it, don't. It's good answer. Drip trip all day. Bumping MGMT. Through me, Sparta, who you hate on, fam. Without the facts, sad niggas back in the hood. Bumping rat out of that. Tell me what's a dream. I'm finna understand that. You never seen a nigga like me. I just tell him I'm an oxymoron when I open my mouth. Cause people talk shit, people know what I'm about. But the show just keeping boys in jail. So put us in your cousin, bitches, while I'm for real. It's such a trip. Hoes around the globe, but no, never fit. I don't do a thing, and these bitches licking their lips. Me and Chip reflecting all the hate and jibber jabber. You almost got me, but sucker, I'm not a sucker. Better get on back. These pussy motherfuckers get the Will Smith smack. And I am not a fun, I better look up the facts. The world know what it be. Mr. Ranger, solo, solo, so you can repeat it.
Come, come now, last call, who wants some? It's just me, two bitches and dirty drums. Two lips, two tits, 22 mother nuns. God bless my tongue, God need it for life. Awkward like Cartwright, twiddling my thumbs. Pondering my next accomplishments. Is condescending to say I won. Two lips, you kiss my ass tonight, huh? I really want it, need it. Break bread, or break fast. Before I blast and break legs, ride past and they scream out, Lil Johnny is dead. You wish me well, I wish you hell, eternity. No such thing as time will tell, infernary. Burn like magnetic combustion. Bad credit with me and paramedics are hustling. What's the definition of water? Germ stick, sip the gallon everywhere you caught us. Turn quick, I don't want to play this for my daughter. If my son heard it, probably look at you as his father. I'm proud of myself in a bad way. Halfway house, tell it to meet me halfway. I'm passing now, ass whipping your ass. Looking for Michelle Obama till I bang on you. They could it. Come, come now, last call, who wants some? It's just me, two bitches and dirty drums. Two lips, two kids, 22 other nuns. God bless my tongue, God need it for life. Awkward like Cartwright, twiddling my thumbs. Pondering my next accomplishments. It's condescending to say I won. Two lips, you kiss my ass tonight, huh?
I'm on a roll. hole. It's time to go solo. Rolling in my 5.0. Put my rag top down so my hair can blow. The girlies on standby, waiting just to say hi.
Did you stop?
No, I just drove, I kept on pursuing to the next stop. I bust a left and I'm heading to the next block. The block was dead, yo, so I continue to A1A. Girls were hot, wearing less than bikinis. Rock men lovers, driving Lamborghinis.
Jealous,
cause I'm out getting mine. Shade with the gauge and vanilla with the nine.
Ready
for the chumps on the wall. The chumps acting ill because they're full of eight balls. Gunshots ranged out like a bell. I grabbed my nine, all I heard was shells
falling
on the concrete real fast. Jumped in my car, slammed on the gas. Bumper to bumper, the avenue's packed. I'm trying to get away before the jack is jacked.
Police on the scene,
you know what I mean? They passed me up, could run it all, I don't mean. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. Take heed, cause I'm a lyrical poet. Miami's on the scene, just in case you didn't know it. My town that created all the bass sound. Another shake and kick holes in the ground, cause my style's like a chemical spill. Feasible rhymes, conviction and feel. Conducted in form, this is a hell of a concept. We make it hype, and you wanna step with this. Shape plays on a fade, slots like a ninja, cut like a razor blade so fast. Other DJs say, damn, if a rhyme was a drug, I'd sell it by the gram. Keep my composure when it's time to get loose. Magnetized by the mic while I kick my juice. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while DJ revolves it. To your mother.
Like a
Warriors come out and play. Me, I get into shit, I let it like diarrhea. Got broke once, but that was only gonorrhea. 30, I keep shit stays in my drawers, so I can get for some funky for you. Murder, take the flame of the Wu-Tang, rah. Here comes the Tiger Verse Grave, ow. Be like, wow, with my style. Punk, you play me jump, you get dumb. Woo, something's through, at a theater near you. And get funk like Stu.
Jimmy's Jupiter, which is a side project there from the guys in the, over in American Slang. And they got an album coming out here very soon that I'm really looking forward to.
Yeah. It's definitely going to be awesome.
Fuck yeah, man.
Nice Vanilla Ice thrown in there. I like that shit.
Yeah, thank you very much. I felt like throwing that in there with the long outro too. That's a sick song. It really is.
Mm-hmm. I like his heavy metal version too, though.
Oh yeah. I don't know. Rap and metal's always gone good together.
Oh yeah, definitely. We should do that shit more often. People should.
Except for
fusions.
Yeah. What did you say, Mary?
That's not Mary. That's just,
no, that was me. I said except for... Hold on.
Except Brooklyn?
I said, except for Limp Bizkit.
Oh, yeah, you know what? I like Limp Bizkit. You dick.
Really?
I do, actually.
Okay.
You know, I think it takes a lot of balls. I don't know if you've watched his last album, but it was actually pretty good. And I mean, he wasn't as once West left, I think they definitely went downhill from there. But his newest CD was actually pretty good. It was a lot more mellow, and it was had a lot of different feel to it than the regular Limp Bizkit. But I've always been a fan. I'm not one to hate on very many people. Like, everyone's like, oh, I don't like Nickelback or Linkin Park. I don't know. I guess maybe I just have shitty taste in music. I can totally say maybe.
I think it's good to be able to appreciate all things, man. If you can appreciate something that somebody else thinks is shitty, then they're missing out, because they're missing out on something that's to be appreciated. You found it.
As long as I like it, I don't care, you know what I mean? I mean, is someone going to defriend me because I like Limp Bizkit, you know what I mean?
Right.
Michelle might, though.
I'm what? Young Corey?
I don't even know how to respond to that.
I might defriend you for other things, but your love of Limp Bizkit might not be... No, it would not be the one.
You know, I was just thinking, Michelle, you do not have the voice that I pictured you have. You got, like, you have this, like, little twist to your voice that I just never envisioned. It's kind of cool. Me and Michelle, longtime Facebook friends, it's my first time actually getting to talk to her.
All right, now that's kind of weird, because I happen to know back from when you and I were roommates, Corey, that we've listened to Michelle's show on the radio before, so... It's not like this is the first time you're hearing her voice.
Well, I sound completely... You sound completely different on the radio to me, you know what I mean? And
yeah,
not,
I guess...
I don't think it's the first time. Or maybe I just wasn't paying attention because I was stoned. I do that.
Oh, well, you know. That's all right. I had someone the other night. I was out drinking with some sources of mine. And the restaurant owner was all like, you know, you have a great way of speaking, and you know, your voice is so wonderful. I'm like, really? Because most people find my voice really grating.
No,
so,
not at all. I would never say that. I like your voice.
Thank you.
It's very soothing.
You.
Like, if you could read
that.
Me a nursery rhyme so I can go to sleep, I'd be so happy.
There once was a man from Nantucket. He said, what?
Ow. I'd be done.
That's it.
Done. I can't sleep right there. I just fucking lullaby my ass. That's it.
You lullabied me so good.
You did.
You lullabied me.
Damn, these gummy bears are hitting me hard.
What did?
These gummy bears. I've been eating some gummy bears. Haribo.
Are they special gummy bears?
Amazing.
Did you
What's
say
that?
They got you hard? I just heard, like, oh man, this just got me
no,
hard.
No, they're hitting me hard, man.
So
God, you
fucking
freak.
Hard.
I'm not
yeah,
taking. I'm not taking Viagra flavored gummy bears. Okay.
I'm gonna take this gummy
cream
bear in this
bear
closet. And we're gonna have a glitter party right over here.
Oh, I want to have a foam party first, dude. Furries. This is a free party.
Right. Yeah, we're totally
what?
A free party. We'll have the glitter room where people are just getting spunked all over.
During a flurry party, is there penis and vagina holes cut out so, like, you actually have intercourse, or are you just, like, rubbing costumes together?
Oh,
well,
no. These are all custom made.
Rubbing off.
Yeah, you
What's
definitely
that?
Have, you've got junk
That's
access
cool.
easily, and, yeah, for sure.
All right.
There's
got to
be good ventilation in
question.
That room, too. Could you imagine the smell of people in being in fucking animal costumes and, like, all that sweat and musk and pheromones? There's got to be, like, some good wind, too. You got to have some fans going.
You got to let your coochie breathe.
Hey, that was a good show.
Right.
Good,
that one was. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah, I
ratchet ass hoes.
Ratchet ass hoes, I was just thinking that.
Fucking A.
Yeah. I should go out and get more live interviews when people are drunk.
I hope they're the best.
Right.
I should have been back to the bricks. Man, you meet some characters out here. You can definitely tell the education level here compared to the education level in Albuquerque. Oh, my dear Lord and Jesus.
Oh, can you?
Really?
Oh,
Corey,
so
do you
think
it's a Midwestern thing?
No, I can't really say because in my adult life I haven't really got to explore too many things, but I was downtown in Indianapolis, and it didn't seem that way at all.
When were you in Indianapolis?
Thing. What's that?
I said, when were you in Indianapolis?
Like 3 or 4 months ago?
I was going to say, man, you didn't swing through here?
I did not. I'm sorry.
Whatever.
What are they calling? Are they not
Hello?
Doing okay? Hi. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, actually. I'm just, you know, enjoying this beautiful night, embracing the last bit of summer. What are you doing?
Not much. We were supposed to call somebody. Did we call you?
Better yet, what are you wearing?
It's kind of embarrassing. I'm wearing long johns right now. Well, more of a flannel, like soft type of material.
Oh,
yeah, with my Nike shirt on, because it's kind of cold here. It's like turning to fall already. I'm so upset. What are you wearing?
Okay, so
there?
I'm like totally in the call list twice. So what happened with that phone call? Did it ring and ring and nothing happened, or?
Yep.
Yes, Ben, thanks for warning us.
Did it go to voicemail?
Right? Me and Michelle were like in dead conversation, and then you just totally interrupted us. No, I didn't even go to voicemail.
How rude. Okay.
God. All right,
keep conversing. I know. What's your fucking A? I need a cutout in my fuzzy suit.
Dude, what would your fuzzy animal be? Because if I were going to do it, I'd be a unicorn, because I know I'd get all the fine females, or animals.
I don't know.
I'd be a jaguar.
You
would
be a jaguar, Mary.
I
could see that.
Yes, I would be a jaguar. Dude,
that's
I'd
a jaguar
eat your unicorn. I'm sorry. Better power. Well, I guess you could. I don't know.
Oh,
I'd
dude, if I could wear some layers. So like
you
blow
have
a load of glitter, that would be amazing. Oh my God.
I'm gonna keep calling people and see if they want to talk to us about Facebook.
Okay.
I'm calling people. I'm gonna call Facebook.
Did you see Ben's cover picture of Mr. T riding the unicorn, saying,
"I did.
Follow your dreams.
Follow your dreams, fool." That's right.
All right, let's call him, motherfucker.
Let's try. It's 11:30 at night. Oh well, fuck it.
Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah.
Let's see if this person answers.
Hello?
Totally had me, goddamn it. I was like, damn, a hot chick answered. What's up?
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Forwarded. They ignored us.
Let's
leave a message.
Is not available.
Okay.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
This is like Enid. The third time that I've tried calling you, and you're forwarding me to voicemail. I was totally trying to return you your socks.
We have your socks, if you want them back.
But, you know, you can only have one, because that's the way it works.
Yeah.
If you get the other one back,
totally
you'll have to have certain...
Well, I'll get it clean to the. I wipe my ass on it.
We have lots of chocolate milk for this sock.
Yeah,
we're being held in my freaking dryer.
It's my spunk break.
So how do you like Facebook? I'm gonna post about your sock on Facebook. I totally just, it's like, yeah.
All right.
Dirty sock.
Goodbye.
Dirty sock.
Dirty sock wearer.
And remember to let the coochie breathe. Yep.
Let your coochie breathe.
Okay, all right, let's try another one.
Yep.
I like calling people, leaving messages.
You know what I just moaned?
Please. Yeah, everyone be quiet in the sex one. There, you got this.
All right, let's see how this goes. Yeah. Is this Rob?
Yeah.
Holiday Rob. It's Occupy Underground Radio, man. You're on the fucking air.
What's up, dude?
$10 million. How do you feel tonight?
I hope
tonight?
He wake you up.
Fucking A, man. We're calling people from the radio show for the fuck of it and talking about Facebook.
Facebook.
And I happen to know that you deleted your Facebook. You must have a fucking opinion on Facebook.
Here's the thing about Facebook that I came to realize. I had thought some really deep shit about it. Now I can't remember anything.
That's all right. I'm really stoned right now, so.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
sorry.
I was just to talk about too.
A lot of things.
I almost
misheard that. I thought you said I'll have a lot of penis to talk about too.
So you were listening to our furry conversation. What animal are you gonna be? Or you took unicorns.
Yeah, I totally nailed it with unicorns. I got the best one.
I think the unicorn is good, but there's something about the panda costume. I mean, okay, now wait. Okay, step back from what furry character you want to be for a minute and think, what do you perceive as being the most bangable character? I mean, if you're there at the fuzzy convention, you come across, like, this really slick-looking, like, cat chick. I mean, that she's gonna be hot, but look at like the hippopotamus is not. I don't know. There's people are different, you know, different strokes for different folks. What do you think, Rob? What kind of animal would you want to bump on?
Well, actually, you know, as a kid watching Thundercats.
fuck yeah, Chitara.
Yes.
or Panther, the guy with the tank too. He was pretty muscular.
Wow.
He took care of your Spartan gladiator fantasies.
That's right.
I want a fucking gorilla.
With the tiger
strike. Like, you know what's better than 300? 300 in slow mo.
I totally
right,
do
everybody.
A sheep. I was just thinking about that. Yeah.
This is Holiday Rob Nakai, by the way, from fucking Cobra Effect, and formerly of Bad Wings for Lab Rats. In fact, we played a Bad Wings for Lab Rats song off of their second album earlier in the show, man.
Awesome! Yeah, that was
that one.
That's like one of my favorite things to listen to. I think we did really. We had a fun time. That was like fun music to play.
Yeah, that was fucking awesome. Really great CD, too.
You're going to be there tomorrow. I mean, Saturday, right, Rob?
Are you coming down?
To the car wash?
Yeah.
It's not a car wash.
Well, we're not
car
washing. We're just barbecuing. We're just
we're going to play
music and eat food. It's like, yeah, the fundraiser barbecue and poetry read. Release party for Lindsay's book.
And Frankie's going to have his special sauce. It's like special.
That's right.
Wow.
And I'll have a tofu dog for that special sauce.
That's right.
Is this the kind of code that I'm missing out on now?
Yeah, you know food fetishes, right?
We're going to have a food party in the back with foam, and there's going to be a... We're doing the glitter party, too, right, Mary?
Sounds like a good time. Yeah, I'll definitely be there. Sure.
There's going to be a room where girls go in and just get jizzed all over it.
The glitter room?
At the hand job booth, we got that. I'm sorry, there's this bum that wanders up and down Central. We call him Jesus One Sandal, and we're trying to get a hold of him to see if he'll do a kissing booth for us.
Dude, that'd be awesome.
That would be so awesome.
I think it could be a cool shindig.
Sins will be forgiven too when he kisses them.
Well, is there a Jello tub, Ben? Like, really, are we gonna do a kiddie pool full of Jello for wrestling?
I was thinking, like,
we should get
one of
those like sumo suits too.
Right, I thought that would be a great idea, and the kiddie pool full of SpaghettiOs is another good one.
Delicious
tapioca. Yeah, tapioca is good.
Rice pudding, a little bit more delicious.
See, like, my mind automatically just went to, oh, I got something nice and cool to, like, lay in and eat if I want to.
Jello. By the way.
Now, if only they can make a bag of crackers and chocolate would be set.
All right, so I'm on Facebook right now, because that's our topic tonight is Facebook and the addictiveness of it and how people use it for different things and what constitutes Facebook friends. So I'm Facebooking as we're having this whole conversation. I'm talking to Sada One Love right now, and she's going to be one of the poets reading at the barbershop, and she's going to call in and join us too. So let me tell you something
about Facebook?
Yeah.
Here's the thing I think kind of like annoyed me about Facebook is like I'm on Twitter. Not a lot of people I know on Twitter. The people that are on Twitter that follow me or that like I follow, you know, we interact in real life. And my problem with Facebook is that it's a really fucking lazy way to like try and keep up with other people's lives instead of like actually interacting with them or actually like calling them or being like, hey bro, let's go play bowling or a movie or just like, I don't know, sit around and do nothing and just fucking veg out for a bit. Like, it's such shorthand. It's really lazy shorthand actual relationships.
I would actually disagree with that.
But it also, you know, it gives you an opportunity. Hold on, let's bring in Sada, too. We got Sada One Love holding.
Speaking of, there's a balance somewhere.
Dun, dun, dun. Sada, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hi, we can hear you.
I have you guys on the speakerphone.
Awesome. Are you painting? You said your hands are covered in paint.
I am painting right now, actually. I'm painting a really big painting that I really need to finish soon because I want to put it at the fair.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I just realized our fair is, like, right around the corner, so I need to do this. What are you guys talking about?
We're talking about Facebook. We got Rob McKay on here from Cobra Effect. We got Dr. Michelle Quinn. I'm just going to call you doctor for the fuck of it. from Illinois. We got Dr. Quinn, medicine woman. That's right.
Crafty Benjamin.
What? What's wrong with that?
No, that's all right. I like it. It fits, doctor.
Doctor.
The doctor is in.
Beautiful.
Fucking A. So yeah, we were talking a little bit about this thing on Saturday too, and you're coming down to read some poetry to that.
Yes, I am. I'm looking forward to it myself. Yes, I am.
Fuck yeah, we're trying to get Rob to come down and play too. We got, Noah Martinez is going to come down. We got, Sorsen's going to play with Colleen from Good Green and Rose Quartet. We got Bandwidth No Name and Chemo-licious playing.
Oh, I love Chemo. Chemo's cool.
Yeah,
Chemo's
awesome.
Yeah.
So yeah, sounds like a good lineup. We should have a blast, and we'll have food, and then about 4 o'clock or so, we'll transfer over and start doing an open mic portion. And and we encourage everybody to come down and get up and show us your skills. If you want to like get up and just like wave your junk at people, there's going to be kids there, so maybe not. But
wait for the internet, Carlos Danger.
Oh, darn, I was hoping to wave my junk around while I did poetry.
I was hoping to do that. Damn it.
Totally do that, Sarah. We're going to do the poetry at, maybe we can separate the kids out for the X-rated presentation.
My junk is beautiful. My junk can change the world. My junk can bring down empires.
Oh my god, you're so poetic.
Okay, we all have 2 days to write poems about our junk. So everybody down,
let's
do it.
Yeah, let's do it, and then we'll share our junk poems. Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that. We can all do that during the open mic, just like as a group.
I'm going to write my poem on my junk, by the way.
It'll be a group piece, and we can dedicate it to the Albuquerque Slam Team. Can I just go ahead and let you guys know that the freaking Slam Team made it to the semifinals, which is, like, so dope.
Yeah.
They're at nationals. They're
going to
win.
Dude, awesome. Our Albuquerque Slam Team is awesome. I'm just going to put that out there. That I think they're fucking phenomenal. You know?
Our Albuquerque poetry community is pretty darn cool. We're blessed with a lot of awesome poets. And 4 of the best ones just went to Boston and are ripping shit up right now. So I'm, like, super proud of them.
Yeah, cool. We're doing good. And I, totally. Like, I got that CD at I think there's 14 or 15.
Oh yeah, you won. That's right.
Yeah,
you won. Yeah.
I won a raffle.
That was actually
you won a raffle. You won a raffle the same day that I won a slam, and it was pretty righteous.
It was righteous. We were judges. We judged you.
I know you did.
You thought us.
And you guys
totally
were very
you.
Fair, actually, which was pretty cool.
Do you know what though? You want to know the absolute truth? We like added up because you went up against Zach and in that first round, and we added up what our scores were. And if we hadn't voted, then you guys would have been tied. So like we totally made you win.
So your vote really mattered on that one.
Was that 0.9?
Our vote.
Your guys' vote really mattered. Thank you. Mostly just thank you for showing up and supporting. It fills me with light and makes me feel like I'm glowing when my friends are actually there listening too. And it's not just strangers, you know.
Is that going to be a poem about your junk?
Yes, I'm going to write a poem about my junk. I think we should all write poems. Or no, let's do, you know that song, My Dick? Let's just get up and we'll read that as a group. We'll say
our junk around?
Yeah, totally. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do the lyrics for No Effect with My Vagina, too.
Is there, like, some type of permit that we're going to have to get to do this, or do you know?
I always say it's better to ask for forgiveness than permission. I'm just throwing it out there.
That's good advice. I like that. Better to ask for forgiveness than permission.
Live my life by that principle.
Will you get up there and wave your junk around with us, Rob? I think it'll be a fun.
It'll be good for laughs, especially if I wave mine around.
Yeah, I'm
definitely
a growler, not a shower. I'm just saying.
Like, I know you show that angle.
I'm actually pretty thick and meaty. It swings around pretty good.
Really, really? You're just going to describe that for us?
I can get some really good helicopter action going, that's all I'm saying.
You are good at that.
Get an inch of heaven.
Right. You ever seen that book, The Puppetry of the Penis?
No, but I want to now.
Yeah, totally. You guys should have, everybody
should
look
this
up.
Dude, if you have foreskin, you can do so much more with it.
You can't Eiffel Tower. You can do the hamburger.
Oh,
yeah. There's one for the bulldog.
Oh,
I think my favorite is still Mouse on the Trampoline. Mouse on the Trampoline is my favorite. If you haven't seen it, it's hilarious.
Mouse on the
Trampoline. Oh, I'm having visions. What the fuck? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. let us do whatever we want.
So how's this turn into penis talk? We're talking about Facebook. I guess it's
I don't know, like, Facebook or something. I get on the phone and they're all talking about penises.
About how it does the dopamine thing. Like, you know, it makes the pathways in your brain. So when you like things, like, or people like your stuff, you get like a happy whatever. So like, it really does program your brain, and you do become addicted to it. And
Totally.
I'm just saying you can poke people on Facebook. I'm just, you can poke people on Facebook, so.
I'm a pokemore.
I prefer to stroke them.
I think I need to poke more people on Facebook. Like,
I really like the poke suggestions when it comes up and says and suggests you should poke your like your ex girlfriend's mom.
I got poked all kinds the other night.
Hey, we're talking about Facebook.
I've been getting poked pretty steadily.
I'm talking about Facebook, guys. Come on.
That's right. Do you miss the poking, Rob? Do you miss the little rush of endorphins from getting poked by somebody that you want to poke?
I think we're just addicted. I think that human beings are very much addicted to images, and Facebook is something, a place where you can completely control the image that you portray. So being on Facebook, whether anybody wants to admit it or not, is simply feeding your ego. It's making you feel good about who you are, what your life is, like the way that you can represent yourself. And then people like you, and, you know, if they don't like you, then you feel like you may have done something wrong or like it turns people off or something. You know what I mean? Like it's us, I mean, it's us kind of like putting ourselves out there, I guess, to see how we're perceived. And I think we're also addicted just to seeing ourselves out there.
Are you saying that's where Hitler went wrong? Hitler went wrong by not having a Facebook?
Wait, what's that?
Are you saying that's where Hitler went wrong, but he didn't have a Facebook?
Right.
I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time hearing you. I still didn't get what you just said.
Oh, I said, that's where Hitler went wrong. He didn't have a Facebook.
Oh. Yeah, exactly.
He could have been like, no, I'm just a nice vegetarian who wants to take care of problems. I'm a problem solver.
Okay. Post him on Facebook.
What if Hitler had a Facebook? Wow.
Would you be friends with Hitler on Facebook if he sent you a friend request?
Probably not. I am friends with God, though. Somehow I am friends with God.
It didn't happen.
I think he'd be a really good person to converse with. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't like his post, you know what I mean? But I would definitely talk to him, you know what I mean?
Get to know Hitler a little bit in the online realm. I'm going to really get to know Hitler here.
Are you such a douche, Hitler?
Dude, Hitler, why are you such a douche, bro?
Dude, Hitler, what the fuck, Hitler?
I really like a lot of his posts, I'm pretty sure. Hey, just killed 1,000 Jews today. Yay! You know what I mean?
That's where the dislike button comes in.
Wouldn't it be interesting?
My arm's tired.
The next dictator.
Whatever kind of garbage you put up, you still wouldn't find that fascinating. Don't worry.
I don't know.
What's that?
I said you wouldn't find, you know, whatever garbage Hitler was putting up, you know, like, okay, killed 1,000 Jews day or whatever. Wouldn't that be fascinating to watch, though, in some way?
Oh, yeah, because people would be like, picture it didn't happen.
So what you're saying is you would follow Hitler. You would follow Hitler on Twitter, but you wouldn't be his friend on Facebook. I'm just kidding. That would be like a safe way.
I'm like, he never invited me up to the Eagle Nest.
You to know what's going on with good old Hitler.
Yeah.
But you would have to like really claim him.
Abraham Lincoln.
On Friday, but I don't think I'm gonna go. He invited me on Facebook, but I'm like, I don't know.
Maybe. Maybe.
I still get included in
the whole thing. But maybe.
Do I tell Hitler happy birthday on his wall?
He's like all mad about it. He's like, he should have just
boner day. They just like to smoke the weed and then they say happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. We got Abraham Lincoln checking in with his wife at the Ford Theater. You know, the off hey, show. Man. It's going to be the bomb, yo.
Yeah. Abraham Lincoln. Yeah, we're just a party with sticks in the hot tub. You know, I mean, Lincoln had quite a beard. I'm not saying he was the first gay president. I'm just saying that was quite a beard.
He was just helping the No Shave November Act.
Wow, who?
I
swear that's not
so
me doing that.
It's me.
I don't even know how
I have to reconnect my host.
You gotta
what the fuck is going on here, guys?
You're
taking a picture of
people on Facebook.
We don't know, Sonic. This is how we do our show every week.
We don't really know. This is just how we do
it. I think Ben was using that big meaty wiener to hit the buttons again. Ben was using that big meaty wiener. No.
Stop talking.
Are you waving your junk?
Junk
waving again, isn't it? Ben, come on.
He's like, no, I'm trying to delete the pictures. I'm trying to delete them.
You can't delete it. Block those motherfuckers. Don't even let them be able to look at your pictures. Security settings. Heck yeah. Group your friends.
I've decided to start poking people. I'm poking a bunch of people, like not just a few.
Just
like,
poke on. Play a poke on.
Can you get a virus from poking people? Like, cause I don't want to.
I don't know. There might be a virus.
Somebody's gonna report you.
In the future.
The Facebook cops are gonna come and tell you to quit poking people. Sir, you're poking
you
not
your partner.
No, sir.
Crime.
You
have a disease.
Kind of pokes today.
Yeah, you need to
poke
the
you guys.
Amount of pokes for one day.
Right, like your friend's head doesn't look like a fucking golf ball. It's so dimpled. Poked it somewhere.
What are you doing, Ben?
Well, I reconnected the host. I'm poking people on Facebook. Oh,
now
my
you're
God.
Poking. You got all quiet.
I'm getting an endorphin rush over here. Oh, my gosh.
Is somebody only wearing one sock now?
No, where's the sock? And the unicorn's coming. Oh, he's going to come.
Hold on. We got another call.
Let's call.
Let's bring this one in. 401 area code.
Hello, Ben. I would like my socks back.
I would like my socks back. It's Tyler.
I was calling me right now, and I was like, I leave my socks back there. What could they be?
All right, I have to reconnect the host pin again, or the host thing on Skype again, so it doesn't disconnect us in 6 minutes because Skype's being stupid.
Okay.
Oh, you know what? Screw this. Hold on. You guys talk amongst yourselves for a second. I'm gonna hang up and call back as the host.
So Tyler, we're talking about poking people on Facebook. Who do you have like certain people that you poke, or do you just like kind of poke everybody?
I usually just poke people back. I don't think I ever really initiate the poke. Like if you poke me, I guess I'll poke you back.
So you're a poke reactionary?
Yeah, I poke my poke like a couple times.
That's
and I'm good. Like, oh yeah.
Poke me and I'll poke you back.
I feel like such an old man on my phone. I don't know how to end one call.
She ain't a holler back girl, but she's a poke back girl.
Oh,
poke
good. Back girl.
Am I still on?
A few times been around that track.
Poke back.
Dude, that girl's poke ain't no joke. Poke ain't no joke.
I got
no
the
joke.
Best poke in town.
Poke,
I don't
poke.
Know what y'all be talking about. You don't even know how old.
Great.
I need to go to Pokers Anonymous. It's getting bad.
I need to go to Poke E Anonymous.
I think they describe mine as a gentle poke.
They call it Pokemon.
Pokemon.
I must be muted.
Pokemon.
Bringing it back, man. I'm bringing back Pokemon.
see, as I'm even trying to poke Sada right now, and it won't let me.
Aww, how bad. I could have been poked right now.
It says you haven't responded to my last poke.
Give me my poke back.
I'm hanging up.
That's right.
Let's
totally poke. Let's all poke each other right now. This is a fantastic show. Can you believe that people listen to us poking?
Right?
Oh, Tyler hung up. He didn't want to get poked anymore.
He was like, I'm out this bitch. You guys suck. You guys are just
talking about the socks. We left a message about the socks.
So he's not a fan of poking people, I take
Apparently he doesn't want a socks. Poke him about
We jizzed in your socks. Fuck your socks.
Fuck your socks.
Literally.
That's right. We all jizzed in your socks.
I have literally poked like 45 people like in the past.
You guys are
like,
really poking right now?
I can't poke and paint at the same time.
Right.
I like.
That's why I'm using like silent.
Silent,
no eye contact.
Oh my God! Guess who just poked me, Nick Fury?
Yeah. Heck yeah. Let's all poke Nick Fury. I'm going to go to Nick Fury. I'm going to go totally poke Nick Fury right now. Here we go.
Oh my God, we should all go poke him immediately.
Poke him without prejudice.
I think
poke him without mercy.
Nick's probably the first guy that I've poked on Facebook. I'm just going to put that out there.
That is very
really
romantic.
On Facebook?
Right. Totally a bromance. We should, let's call Nick. Fuck it.
Let's call Nick. He's sitting around poking people.
He's not going to answer. It's going to be awkward. We'd be like, I know you're on your phone.
We
can leave him a message.
And I know
you're around here.
You can poke me. You can poke me. You can't answer the phone.
You can't poke on your phone, dude. Technology is not that advanced yet.
I can poke on my phone.
You can poke on your phone.
I can poke on my phone.
That's where I do the majority of my poking.
Yeah.
Oh, you've been poked by iPhone.
I've been poked by Nick Fury. Apparently.
We're all like, Nick Fury, I know you're avoiding us.
All right.
Nicholas.
Come on.
Oh, you're totally not going to answer.
You've reached 515-4458. I'm Nick, and I'm available.
Yeah.
If this is a personal matter
okay.
or in regard to bandwidth no name, riffs and raps, or anything else, leave a message
no,
at the tone.
No, we just want to poke you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you
what's
may hang up or press 1 for more options.
What if the message is poke you? We totally want to poke you, Nick.
Poke you.
Hello, Ashley, how's it going?
Yeah.
I guess we're talking, we're on Nick Fury's answering machine right now, leaving him a message. We've got Ashley now, we've got Holiday Rob, we've got Sada One Love, we got Mary and Corey and I, and who else is still here? I think Michelle Quinn hung up.
She did. She wanted to say goodbye to everyone. Hey, Ashley,
I just
poked your boyfriend. How do you feel about that?
Well, I guess we have to talk somewhere.
Yeah, we got to talk somewhere.
Who's asking for with those jean shorts and that white T-shirt?
I found his socks on the kitchen counter the other morning, so I wouldn't be surprised if you left him at your house.
Yeah, I'm totally freaking, like, busted that all up in his sock. Just one sock.
Just one sock. This
you can have the other one
the
back.
The other sock, we don't know what happened to it.
Give me
I
my
think
sock.
It might still be up Ben's ass.
It was lost in the dryer.
It was lost in the dryer.
That's why, okay, now see, it's like the little dryer gnomes, they take your socks and they beat off in them, and then you
wow.
Your, that's what happens, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, wow. Hey, for all those who are listening, we're already over. We're so much done right now.
Oh, yeah, we didn't say goodbye to the live people. We never, shit, yeah. Sorry.
Are they out? Did you hang up on them? Is the show over now? No, it's still on.
No, the live part's over. So it's like if we're supposed to like stop and tell people, okay, the live part's wrapping up, and so you need to call, you need to listen again later when it's in archives, so you can hear the rest of the show because it goes for another 45 minutes after they cut off the live part. But we didn't do
wow.
that. We just talked right through it. We're like, fuck you guys listening live. Fuck you. We're just gonna go.
We're just gonna leave. You're like, thank you everybody for calling in. Live part, but this is archives now. Just if you listen to
right.
it now on the link, it'll play this part at the end. So if you were listening
right.
live, you won't hear this.
But it's also a little like if at this point we can't call any more people, and nobody new can call in. So it's like we're
yeah.
locked in, and if so, if like anybody hangs up, then we can't call back. So I don't know. It's like
I'm
it's the wrapped down part where this is us. We made it. We made it to the finals.
I made it to the final. Holy shit.
45
yeah.
minutes. That's about what we think it runs.
Whoa,
that's
right?
where it cut me on last
maybe.
Week, yeah. About that. So what are you doing, Ashley? I saw your car today.
You saw my car?
Are you like it? Yeah.
Was it in my driveway?
Yeah, just for a little bit, because I was over at Nick's house.
Yeah,
and,
it was just in the
like
driveway
I,
for a little bit.
Yeah, well, when I got there, it wasn't there.
Stalker, she.
I am, yeah, I was hanging out in your bushes, Ashley. No, when I got to Nick's house, your car was not in your driveway. But then Elena and I took off, and we went and saw Mary, and when we left, your car was there, and I was like, oh, look, somebody's at Ashley's house. And then we got back, and it was gone again, so.
Yeah. We were running around. Genevieve had her first day of kindergarten today, so I did that, and then and I had work, so.
Yeah. What are you working on?
I was
on?
Only home for, oh, well, I had work at, you know, the day job, but I'm working on a film right now. I'm doing costumes for it, so.
Nice. Costumes.
What kind of costumes?
Hmm?
What kind of costumes?
I am doing realistic versions of fairy tale princesses.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I think I would look great in something like that.
I
know you
think that you would.
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Now, what fairy tale princess would you be, Ashley?
Would I be?
Yeah. If, you know, you have to, because this is something. I mean, don't your girls have ones picked out, you know, of
I'd
dad,
oh, yeah.
I'd be
princess.
Jasmine.
First
I'm just
do.
Putting that out there. I'd be Jasmine.
Jasmine?
Ariel. Yes.
Ariel.
Ariel
oh, dude. Ariel does have gills. She's totally swimming.
Oh, are you talking about Disney princesses? Because I was just thinking about, like.
Or are we talking about, like, real, you know, like the old grim fairy tale princesses, you know, where they kill themselves at the end?
Oh,
yeah,
I guess
those
I was
better.
Just we were talking about.
There you go.
Definitely a Deakilf. Disney character I'd like to fuck.
Okay.
Wow.
Deakilf, what is that?
Yeah.
Which one is
Ariel.
That? Ariel.
Yeah, yeah. Ariel.
But where would you put your cock? She has a big
skin.
Rob Sargent is more of the Cruella de Vil type of guy.
Only in the donations for that.
Hey,
I'm like, oh, is your birth party too?
Hey guys, I gotta end up going out of here. I gotta be up at work early, and I got a sick girl to take care of. So I'm gonna let you guys go, and thank you everyone for calling in. And Benjamin,
goodbye,
I hope you poke me soon. And Mary, poke me back.
I will poke you very soon, Corey.
Literally,
gonna
do a
pretty. I can't wait to get poked by all of you. Have a good night.
Hey, I gotta poke all of you.
Bye.
I always get
Sorry,
a kick
boy,
out of poking Ashley.
What?
Ben, I think you're the only one that heard you say that.
Yeah, I am. That's always good. Nick Fury has not responded to my poke. I feel a little...
He's avoiding
that. I put that out there.
Maybe he just wanted to get one more poke in before he fell asleep.
Yeah, I think that was it.
Maybe he's all poked out.
It's a little all poked
out.
It
happens. It's like it's pretty strenuous, this poking business.
All this poking just tuckered the poor guy out.
Sometimes my finger gets really sore from poking, and I have to like put it on ice.
You should do fingertip style.
The fingertip condoms for poking? You could like sell to be like a safety device
style
for poking.
Strengthen your fingers so you can poke.
Cock
yeah.
push-ups.
Don't just poke safely.
Mary, you need to do a cock. I want to see one good cock push up out of you.
I can't do cock push-ups. I don't have a penis. You could do a muscle push up.
That's debatable.
I bet, like, I could form some muscle there, dude. And she could. Oh, man, I do some heels. Is that a cock push up for a chick?
I had sex with a girl that had a very large clitoris one time.
Okay, Ben, she was a transvestite.
You only pant on? You were like, let me see how far we can take this.
What can you hear, Ash?
Oh, I just said there was too much noise. I just couldn't hear anything. That's all.
We're talking about cocks and push-ups.
Oh, well, yeah.
And labia lift-ups.
Labia lift-ups?
Still addressing.
You know you're a beast. You do, like,
the
rest of that.
You stretch them out, like, unroll them out like bat wings and flap them, try to lift off the ground.
Labia wings for bat rats.
Labia.
Oh, God.
Well.
Lab rats with labia wings.
Oh, that's a lab rat for a chisel.
Poor chisel.
We're making a new bang, a bad, like, full freaking spinoff.
See, now you know why we didn't succeed, because we should have been named that, apparently.
Yeah,
right.
Bat wings with labia.
Labia wings.
Wait,
labia wings for lab
rats. Yeah, labia wings for lab
rats. I would listen to that band just on principle alone.
I would, too. I'm not even sure what kind of music he'd play. But shit.
I wouldn't even give a shit. I just, as long as...
I could imagine there'd be like a lot of flute going on, skin flute, and like maybe some drumming. It would be a lesbian group. It would be like a lesbian cover group. That would be awesome. A cover group of bat wings.
Oh, wait, a lesbian cover band for bat wings for lab rats. Cover a lesbian
yeah.
cover band.
Dude, all you need to do is replace me with Margaret Cho.
Hell yeah.
I don't know. That could be interesting.
So, Ashley.
Yes.
Are you going to come to Vinny's Barbershop this Saturday and hang out with all of us fools and bring your kids down too, and we're going to have, like, food, and there'll be music, and there'll be poets reading, and it'll be fun?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
What time is it?
We're going to be, like 12 to 5. I think we're going to do music from 12 to 4, and then we're going to try to do the open mic at 4, and then the poets will read after that, and we'll be cooking food all day.
Okay, cool. We could probably come for a little bit.
Okay, you know where Vinny's is? It's on 7th and Mountain.
7th and Mountain. Got that.
7th on the Mountain.
Hey, Ben.
Yes, sir.
I just want to say my battery's going to die. If it does and I don't get to say goodbye, I love you all. And also, you can check out Rob on Twitter, at HolidayRob, also at SoundCloud. And I have a very fun YouTube channel. It's getting funner, hopefully, by the day. But your media icons, I-K-O-N-Z, about one word. But yeah.
Hey, why don't you just send me a link on Facebook? Oh, wait, you don't have a Facebook.
Yeah, you should have told me that 6 months ago before I deactivated it, and then I totally would have.
Right. You know, email us those links, and then I'll post them on the Occupy Underground Radio Facebook page. So email the links to OccupyUndergroundRadio@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
Underground.
Okay, well, I'll text you for
it
in a minute.
Right.
Are you on Instagram?
Underground. What?
What?
Okay, Instagram. I don't know why, but is anybody else tempted to? Okay, never mind. I just want to take pictures of my scrotum and Instagram that shit.
If you do it close enough, you can see unrecognizable. You can say it's a pink raisin.
Yeah, it's a little baby bird. It's got a broken wing. There's a whole variety of different reasons you can think of to show people your scrotum. But I did an entire
photo
album. Different Instagram shots with the cool different like tones, and because Instagram's pretty cool.
Textures.
Like that. You can make stuff look, yeah, totally. Graininess, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Instagram's like perfect for cocktails.
Put it underneath a table in a restaurant, and then you'll be like, it's a piece of gum.
That's
right.
A very nasty piece of gum, Mom. Why did somebody take a picture of that? Ooh, that's an awesome art idea I just had right now. Just like a freaking sequence of like pictures underneath tables and like, oh yeah. You do like a collage. Yeah, I'm on it. Copyright me. Do it. Yeah.
It sounds like a good project. You know, yes. Just going to different places and then walking up
taking
to different people at their tables.
That's
and
a new project I'm working
squatting
on.
Squatting down with your camera and taking a picture under the table and then just give them a little nod,
like up, like,
thank you, and walk off.
Yep.
If you want, you can do a top shot too, and you just mix up the top shots with the bottom shots, and then nobody would.
Right. All right, we just lost Miss Ashley Jenrose. I want to thank her for calling in and hanging out with us.
Is Sada still here?
She won't be able to call back.
I'm still here. I'm just painting.
Sada's still
okay,
here.
Okay, all right.
We got Sada. We got Rob.
Yep.
Huh?
In the flesh.
You're off.
In the airwaves, man.
So,
in the
airwaves. Sada, one left. Tell us about what
can
you're
you
saying.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
You guys can hear me?
I'm totally poking you right now, Sada.
You are?
Yes.
I'm
going to poke you.
You're going to poke me? You're poking me? I'm poking you.
Steadily.
Can you poke, like, multiple times? Or, like, do you have to, like, wait for them to poke you back or something?
No, I think, do you want Rob and I to both poke you?
Like,
Rob
doesn't have Facebook.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Rob
can't poke you.
Yeah, mine will be an SD. It'll have to be an IRL.
We can try. I don't know. Mary, do you want to poke Sada too?
Yeah, but I can't talk. I can't poke and talk at the same time because my phone
doesn't
have the power.
Like
poking,
but I can't do that either.
I like to concentrate on one thing at a time. If I'm gonna poke somebody, I like to poke them right.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
That's what I'm gonna do.
Give them your full attention for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Because it makes the poke more meaningful, and it makes
right.
You know,
yeah.
They'll want your poke again and again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Again.
There you go.
Yeah.
I need some pokes. Somebody poke me now.
Hey,
here,
did
Mom,
you guys
Mary.
See
dorkfish? What?
Hey,
what?
Did you guys see dorkfish?
Yes, I seen
dorkfish.
That's awesome.
I saw dorkfish.
He is so
yes.
Cute. Yeah, he is so cute. I love the coral on his glasses. His teeth. You go,
yeah.
That's awesome. You guys are such a great team. That's going to turn out so great. I can't wait to see the final
project.
I
can't wait to see you too, dude. Like, he makes me happy in my heart. Pretty cool.
So that's a project that you and Elena are working on?
Yeah, it's Elena's book. It's her Dorkfish book, which is fantastic in itself, but I'm doing the illustrating for it.
Yeah, she showed me one of them today when I was over there. It was really cool.
Yeah, we developed our main character the other night. So it's awesome. It's very exciting.
That is fucking sick.
Yeah.
All right, well.
So I want you to finish this fucking thing.
Okay, we've got like another almost 30 minutes left in the show, and I kind of feel like we should do like another little music break. But if you hang up, Mary, you can't call back. You have to hang out. Can you hang out?
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have to Facebook a bit. I have to do some poking. I mean, hopefully I can get
back.
Yeah, I need to get my poke on.
I need to get my poke on.
All right, yeah, I think I'm going to go. But I love you guys. Great show number 24.
I'm gonna say goodbye to you guys now.
All right. Well, then we'll just wrap it up, and we will say peace out, and we love you, and we'll leave you guys with some music.
See you tomorrow
to
for Sense of Change's pool party.
That's
yay!
Right.
You'll be there.
Oh yeah. Fuck
yeah!
Yay!
I can't wait. It's gonna be so fun.
That's gonna be fun.
That's gonna be sick. How about
okay,
I play some
cool.
Sense of Change right now?
Hasta mañana, guys.
All right, so thanks for calling in. We'll see you on Saturday. And Rob, thank you. We'll see you on Saturday, too.
Woo-hoo! Yeah.
Super love.
Love
you guys.
Bye. Love you.
Oxfire Underground Radio, episode 24. Peace out. Here's a little Sense and Change, followed up by, we're going to do a little Band with No Name after that. And then I'm going to play some other stuff. We'll just see what happens. You guys are going to have to roll with it. All right, peace out. One love.
Oh yeah, well that's cool. Check it out. Me and you, we've been down for a while, right? We've been here and there, we've been pretty tight. Something happened last night that you might get upset about.
Uh-oh.
But hear me out. I didn't mean nothing.